Hey guys, welcome to the Chatterbox. I'm Kristen, and on the line with me is Keisha. Hello.
Hello,
How
how
are
are
you,
you?
dear?
Good, now that my sheets are clean and I have my laundry packed away.
But we're both extremely hot.
Oh my goodness, like I literally just like I'm ready to walk around naked. I cannot take this.
Good thing we're not on video chat. Yeah, it's really, really hot. It's disgusting. Thank God I have a decent air conditioner in my house.
Yeah,
You are
luckily
not so
you.
lucky.
Oh, no, I do not. I just have a little personal fan, and that's it.
That is one thing I don't miss about living up north, for sure. All right, so today we're going to talk about some TV shows. We're a little behind because my little ass has been going crazy with school and getting sick and getting stitches and all that fun stuff. And you are working and working and working and working. So we're going to try to catch up a little bit. I know I have a few shows. I don't know why. I'm so busy with school, but I start a show and I start another show and I start another show. So I'm like binge watching four shows at once.
What shows are you binge watching right now?
Okay. First, my niece, Brianna, is obsessed with Dylan O'Brien. So she made me binge watch 5.5 seasons of Teen Wolf.
That's a lot of abs to sit through.
Yeah. No, actually, because she started watching it, so I bought her all the DVDs. So she has those. So, no, there's no ads. But
No,
it's
I said abs, like
abs, like ABS.
ABS.
Yes, it is a lot of abs.
Oh.
And speaking of Teen Wolf, Tyler Hoechlin, who I don't think we've talked about yet. We posted on Instagram, but he's playing Superman in the Supergirl series.
Yay. Okay,
Yeah.
so the happiest part of this news that you just said is that I finally learned how to say his last name because I've been calling him like Hoechlin.
It's Hecklin. Hecklin.
It's Hoechlin.
No. No, it's not. I'm gonna tell Brianna you said that.
Name is Tyler Hoechlin, and you can't convince me otherwise.
It's funny because he was in the, I don't know if you watched like the Home Run Derby and all that stuff, but he was in the, what's it called? Like the celebrity
The
softball
celebrity
game.
softball game.
Yeah, he was in that and he actually won the MVP, whatever. But the guys, like the announcers were calling him all kinds of names. Like they could not get his last name right. And me and Brianna were watching it like, it's Hecklin!
It's
Say your
Hoechlin.
No, it's not. It's Hecklin. But yes, he's I think he'll be a good Superman. I think he should have played Edward Cullen in the Twilight series, even though I did not like that those movies, but
No, I prefer my foot face. I love Robert Pattinson,
no,
and I
I
don't
do
see any other
too.
person playing
I do too,
him.
but watch Teen Wolf. Watch Teen Wolf and you'll see that I think he could play that role.
Sure,
He
but
has
like
that
the best.
brooding,
Okay.
like, I don't know.
I
Just
just
watch
feel
it.
like. Okay, but in Robert Pattinson's defense, I feel like the only way Twilight works is if the actor hates the project. Because then it's funny. And he
Either that or
hated
hates the
everything.
actress.
I don't think he hated Kristen Stewart. I just think he just hated Twilight.
No,
And
he didn't hate
none
her.
of
They
that.
were together, weren't they?
Yeah, for like a few years.
Till she slept with a director.
We're not gonna get into that
No.
because she
Girlfriend?
has a girlfriend, I think she does.
Yeah, I think
I
she
don't know,
does.
but anyway,
Yeah.
not to speculate about her love life,
No.
but yeah, the whole hate part, I guess hate acting, as I'll call it. That works.
Like we think Paul Wesley does with playing Stefan.
Exactly.
Oh,
Exactly. It works.
Oh my god. Okay, but you have to watch like a few episodes of Teen Wolf so you could see how this guy acts and then let me know what you think.
Okay, and then also, I would have loved it if they brought back Tom Welling.
Yeah, see, I didn't
Saying.
watch Smallville, but I saw a few episodes and I liked him in that
He's such
role.
a handsome
Yes,
man.
that he is. But whatever, Teen Wolf is coming back in the fall for all those lovers of Dylan O'Brien and Tyler Posey.
Who's Dylan O'Brien's been injured.
I know.
Poor guy.
Poor guy. Brianna was excited because I think news came out that he was back on set for Teen Wolf yesterday. So she was excited about that. So I don't even know really what happened to him, but I know he was
He
filming
was.
Maze Runner, but he fell off of a truck or something.
Yeah, I think they were doing some kind of scene with a truck and, banana peel.
Yeah, he got hit by a car, right?
Yeah, I think so. So he I th wasn't he like running or something and then like boom.
I don't know. I don't know because one place said one thing and another place said another thing, and I was like, okay, well, all I know is he's hurt. Like,
All we
really
know is
bad.
somebody didn't do their job correctly and he got hurt
Exactly.
and they had to push the project back and probably caused a heart attack for the studio and for the Teen Wolf people.
Exactly. Yeah, so I mean, at least they're back. They're back to filming and he's all good. So I don't know. She has me like I watched I think it's they have season 5 is two parts and I've seen the first part like up until the first part. And it's a pretty good show. I mean, I've never watched it live, but it is pretty good. They just look really ugly as wolves, but whatever. So yeah, I binge watched Teen Wolf. I also binge watched Animal Kingdom, which, oh my God. Have
What
you
is
heard
that
any?
show about?
Okay. First of all, my boyfriend Scott Speedman is in it, who I
Wait, the
love.
hottie from Underworld?
Yes. And Felicity. He was on Felicity.
Oh, wait, isn't he on Scandal?
No. Oh,
Wait, no.
that's the other guy. That's Scott Foley.
Scott Foley. Oh gosh. Anyway.
Yeah. Yes, but
Both Scotts are
Scott
hot.
Speedman, yes, Scott Speedman was on Underworld. He played Michael, I think his name was.
Yep, he was the wolf slash
Yes.
vampire dude. Yeah,
Yeah.
the hot.
So he's in it. He plays. Okay, I'm gonna read you the actual synopsis because I will mess that up, and then I'll tell you who's in it. Basically, it starts with a 17-year-old kid who's sitting next to his mother who just OD'd, and he goes to live with his grandmother and his uncles, which includes Scott Speedman. And the grandmother is like this. She's in charge of her sons. She employs them to go rob shit.
I'm already confused by this. Okay, continue.
The kid goes to live with his uncles and his grandmother. His grandmother, who they call Smurf, she like runs this shit with her sons where they rob things like watches and all kinds of jewelry, and then they sell it and make the money and she pays them whatever.
So she's the Don Corleone. Okay, cool.
Yes. But there's some kind of like incestuous thing going on that I can see it, but it's not happening yet. It's just kind of weird. So it's like, I like the
Oh, like
show.
Klaus and Rebecca. Okay, gotcha.
Yes. Yes. But I don't know. It's good because it's like, it's gritty. It reminds me a lot of Point Break.
I kind of wasn't. I'm not a big fan of Point Break, but.
No, I liked it, but I like Patrick Swayze, so I'm biased. But I don't know, I like this show because it's like you watch an episode and something happens and then you start to like this one character and then they do something messed up and you're like, "Damn it. Now I can't like you." So, I don't know, it's really interesting. I like it. I've watched like I think 5 episodes and it's pretty good. I don't know. Here, I'll tell you who's in it. I don't. Ellen Barkin. Do you know who that is?
She sounds familiar.
She plays the grandmother. I'm not too much of a fan of hers, but obviously Scott Speedman's in it. Sean, I don't know how to say his last name. Hotosi?
Sean Hutchinson? I
No,
don't know.
Hotosi. Okay, Ben Robson, Jake Weary, Finn Cole. It's not a
I
lot
have
of
no idea who these
well-known,
people are.
it's not a lot of well-known people, but the cast is pretty good. I don't know. You gotta check it out. It's pretty good. I might recap it for our channel. I might do it. But it's interesting
Okay.
because they do, it's like, it's on TNT. It comes on Tuesdays at 9 on TNT, and I don't know, it's just, it's gritty. It's, you know, they do a lot of drugs. They have sex on the show, and I'm like, oh, this is TNT. What is this? But it's pretty
I'll
good.
try it
Try
out.
it, try it. I'm also, I watched the pilot episode of Feed the Beast with David
John
Schwimmer.
Cena?
No,
Oh,
David
wait, no.
Schwimmer.
Okay.
It's David Schwimmer, Jim Sturgess. Let's see. I don't know who else is in
Oh,
it.
by the way, isn't Jim Sturgess? He was in Across the Universe, and I'm pretty sure he's one of Rob Pattinson's BFFs. FYI.
That could be. We're just full of Robert Pattinson today, aren't we? That sounded awful.
Everything leads back to our paths, which, by the way, where the heck has he been? What's he been up to?
He's with, what's his girl's name? Twiggy? Yeah, whatever.
FKA Twigs,
Yeah.
who is Jamaican like me, was born the same exact day and year as me. She was born in London and I was born in America.
So you're saying you have a chance?
I'm saying we're like twins, except we were born on different continents.
She's your British twin.
Yes, she's living my life, so I might have to go parent trap her or something.
Well, this I've only seen one episode, but I'm gonna watch a few more because it's so interesting to me to see David Schwimmer playing like a serious role. Because I didn't watch the whole OJ whatever. I didn't watch that.
American Crime.
Yeah, but this one, oh my God, I don't know. It's him and Jim Sturgess are friends, and with David Schwimmer's character's wife, they were going to open a restaurant together, but she was killed. So David Schwimmer is drinking, and the other guy's a cokehead who's just getting out of prison, and so they're going to start a restaurant. That's basically what the
Oh,
show
great.
is.
This kind of sounds like the premise for Burnt, that movie with Bradley Cooper.
Yeah, and I heard that
That
that movie sucked. So hopefully
movie
this
was
doesn't.
unintentionally hilarious.
That's never good. So yeah, I'll check out some more of those. I might recap that one too. So check it out and see if you like it. That comes on Tuesdays at 10 on AMC.
Another show to watch on
Yeah.
the many, many, many that I have.
But at least they're both on Tuesdays. Animal Kingdom is at 9 and Feed the Beast at 10. You're good. Oh, wait, another one that I started binge watching that I didn't finish yet because of all these other ones that I started watching is Bloodline on Netflix. Have you seen that one?
No, but it's based in the Keys.
It is based in the Keys. That show is interesting to me, but it's a little slow paced.
You already lost me at slow pace. I cannot
Yeah, I
stand
mean,
slow burn.
the thing is that, like, sometimes when shows start, like, you know how you have to get to, like, the third episode to really get hooked on it? I've
No.
gotten past the three
I'm kidding.
episodes. I've gotten past the three episodes, and I was okay with stopping to watch other shows. But I'm gonna return and see. I'm gonna follow through and see how it goes. I
Yeah,
like
no,
it,
this is
though.
not a strong sell.
I like Kyle Chandler. He's one of the siblings on the show. I like him. But
I don't
I
know
think he
who
was on
that
Friday Night Lights.
I never watched that
Me,
show.
I didn't either. But I like him. Whatever. So yeah, that's on Netflix. There's two seasons there. And also, did you watch the first season of Ballers?
I did watch the first season of Ballers and I loved it.
I fucking love that show. And Denzel Washington's son is amazing in that show. Please tell me you knew
Wait,
that that
which
was
one is
Denzel
what? Oh
Washington's
my God,
son.
wait. Wait, I don't wait. Hold on. It's been a minute since I've seen this show.
I
Who?
have to look up his name on the show. Hold on.
One is he?
Why do I want to say his name
Because
is Ricky on the show? That's probably wrong. Hold on, I'm gonna
I have
tell
to
you
think,
now.
okay, because it's been a minute. And oh gosh, and I have to binge watch that again because the season two's coming up.
Yes, it starts. Oh, I don't know, I have the start date, but it's on Sundays at 10 on HBO.
Okay.
Yeah, he
I
does
will say
play
it's
Ricky.
awkward though. Okay, is Rick, he's Ricky. Okay. It is awkward though to watch The Rock like fully getting it on and stuff because I can't like I have to close my eyes on that thing. I don't know, maybe it's because I've grown up with him and like appreciated him as like the greatest wrestler of all time, greatest hype man, whatever. But like I just cannot. I can deal with an action Rock. I can deal with him in a loincloth. I just cannot deal with him having sex with another woman. I cannot
On
deal
top
with
of
a
that,
sexual
it's
Rock.
Lexi from The Vampire Diaries, so it's like a
Oh
double
God.
whammy.
That's like a double way. Why? my eyes were not trained for this.
I like the role he plays, though. He plays that like manager role really well.
Yeah, he's awesome in the show. I just need eye bleach whenever he has a sex scene.
Oh my God.
Cool
Avert, avert, avert the eyes.
then.
But yeah, Denzel Washington's son plays Ricky, and he, like, I didn't know at first, because if you look at him, he kind of looks similar to Denzel Washington, but it's his mannerisms and, like, the way he speaks and everything. It's like, oh my God, it's like watching a young Denzel Washington. I love him on that show.
Dance Dance 2.0.
What?
I said Dance Dance 2.0.
Yeah. So that's all I have going on right now. I did binge watch, even though I watched it when it was actually on TV. I watched Gilmore Girls over again on Netflix because I'm preparing myself for those movies that are coming out soon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Because,
The show actually holds up for me. I
yeah.
still enjoy it. I think it's
Yeah,
awesome.
I did too. Even though I think it started when I was in high school, but it's like even watching it now, like Brianna was watching it with me, and you know, kids these days, they don't like stuff like that, but like the dialogue that they have, and it's funny. That show is hilarious.
And I think the best part, I think the because of the relationship between Lorelai and Rory, I mean, I knew they're both Lorelai, but they're just so fun together. I love their chemistry,
Yeah.
and that's what I think that's what holds the show together, is that chemistry.
Yeah, and it's good because they do have their stupid little fights, but I don't know, I don't think there's enough shows right now about families that actually get along like that. Everything is like these broken families, and I don't know. I like it. So,
Everything's like the Michelsons, just so
yes.
dysfunctional.
Yeah.
We need a good family. Like, I think the last time I saw a good show like that where there was, a strong family was Parenthood. And I will always, always, always defend that show. It is a perfect show. I loved it from season one all the way to the series finale. Have you ever seen it?
I watched I think the first two seasons, and then I don't know why I stopped watching it because it was a really good show. Like everything about it was interesting to me. Did you know that Lauren Graham is dating the guy that played her brother on the show?
Yeah, Peter Krause. Yeah.
Yes. I saw that and I was like, well, that's weird.
Well, they're not playing siblings anymore, so yeah, it's all good.
It's good.
It's all good.
It's all right. But yeah, I'm excited for these movies to come out on Netflix because Milo Ventimiglia is coming back.
Milo! Oh, gosh. I wonder if I still have the audio because I got to interview him, and he's really nice, but also very, very talkative.
Which is, like, awesome. I want to interview him.
You could just listen to him speak at great length and listen to that voice.
Yeah, because he actually knows what he's talking about. Because I think I heard your interview with him. But he actually, like, talks to you. He's not just, like, you ask him a question and he just answers you and move along. Like, he actually speaks to you.
Yeah, because he cares. He's engaged.
Yeah. And that's another show that I can't wait to watch, is that one that he's coming out with, This Is Us.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard really good things about that show.
Yeah. Isn't that ABC or NBC? It's one of those.
I want to say it's NBC.
Possibly, but it looks interesting.
It does. You know, Karina McKenzie, I think that's her name, the writer for The Vampire Diaries in the originals,
mm-hmm.
She posted something on Twitter the other day saying that she saw the pilot episode, I think, and she said that it's one of the best shows she's ever seen. And she's an amazing writer, so it's like if she can look at it from that standpoint and think that it's a really good show, then I don't know, it just looks so interesting to me. I've heard really good things.
Isn't this the same one that, like, broke the internet? Like,
yeah, the
trailer.
Yeah.
Most viewed trailer of all time. Mm-hmm. I think that says a lot about this show. So, obviously, people are excited. And
you get to see Milo's booty.
You get to see Milo's booty in the first, like, three. Hopefully within the first 3 seconds. That's what it looks like.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so I'm excited about that one, too. What are you into lately?
Okay, so I just rewatched this show, and maybe I'm biased because I love the CW and I watch nearly every show they put on, but I just binge watched Heart of Dixie for like the 15th time, and I love this show, and I wish it had another chance for another season. Have you ever seen it?
I've never seen it.
Okay, it stars Rachel Bilson.
Yes. I've seen the commercials. Yeah.
And she's basically this New York doctor who really doesn't care about her patients. She's obsessed with her work, and she's has a residency at the hospital, and she wants to be a heart surgeon. That's like her big thing. And her doctor's like, she gets passed up for a promotion, and her doctor's like, her boss is like, you know, well, you don't care about your patients, you need to learn that, so I'm giving you 1 year. And coincidentally, this old man who came to her graduation from med school leaves her his practice in a little town called Bluebell, Alabama. Spoiler alert, turns out he's her father, and the man raising her is not her father, and there's a reason that the guy she thought was her dad, they used to be close, and then suddenly he stopped being close to her, and she always wondered why that was, and now she knows.
Why? Because he's not her real father?
Yeah.
What a D-bag.
Yeah, her father, her not biological father's a douchebag. But anyway, she moves to this small town, and she's like a fish out of water, and all of these country bumpkins, and, you know, she's trying to fit in with these people who look at her as an outsider. And it's a very, very sweet show, very progressive, in my opinion. Like, it takes every stereotype of the South and kind of flips it on their head.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the mayor is some... He's a black football player everybody loves. No one cares about race or sexuality or anything. Like, if you're gay, it's like, oh, good for you, whatever. Okay, moving on. So it's very, very exciting, fun show. Very sweet. But yeah, I binge watched that.
That's on Netflix, you need too, to. Right?
It is on Netflix. It's only 4 seasons, and it is the sweetest show. I wish I could live in their little small town.
Well, it's funny, too, because Rachel Bilson is such a cute little, I don't know, she's so tiny and cutesy.
Yes, and she's freaking adorable on this show. If you loved her in the OC, you're going to love her in this. She's freaking cute and so funny. And if you're a fan of country music, this show is basically something that would belong on the CMT. Like, everything's country. It's great. and I say this is a not a big country fan, but the music on the show is great. So I watched that, and I've been watching Unreal on Lifetime. Which, oh my gosh, this is like the show. If there's a show to watch, it's flipping Unreal. It's just entered its second season. And basically, the writer is a woman who used to work on The Bachelor for like 10 years. And so she decides to write this fictional show, which follows the making of a reality show and how crazy it is and how they like manipulate their guests for to create drama on camera.
Okay, so it's not like a reality show. It's a fake thing.
It's a fake yeah.
So it's kind of like, what is that show, The Office? Is it kind of like that?
No, not really, because it's dramatic. It's crazy. And you're basically watching this crew manipulate these girls to create drama for their fictional bachelor-esque show.
Interesting.
And, like, somebody dies. I'm not going to tell you who. Yes, like, don't. It's crazy. Shuri Appleby, who was on Smallville. No, I think she was on Smallville.
Wait, I know who that is.
I think she was on Smallville. She was on CW something.
Let's look it up.
She's a fellow CW actress. She was on something on the CW. But she plays, I think she's bipolar. She definitely has mental health issues. Like, she goes into depression. And I think they said something about her being in her manic mode. So obviously there is, like, some kind of bipolar or some kind of depression. She was medically treated and she has meds and everything, but sometimes she goes off them, and it's just her handling this and dealing with all the crap that comes with this crazy job. So it's ridiculous.
It sounds
ridiculously addictive.
She was on Roswell, by the way.
Roswell, that's what it was. Yeah. I knew it was one of those things on the CW.
Yeah. She was also in a few episodes of Chicago Fire, which I need to catch up on, too, by the way. I don't know if you watch that.
I haven't watched any of those Chicago shows, but I hear they're good.
You haven't watched them at all, ever?
None of them.
You must. None of them. They're so good. And there's like a million of them.
On Chicago Fire, a boy, yes. From TVD.
Steve McQueen. But there's also... Oh my God, what's his name? Jesse Spencer, the Australian dude from House, is on it.
Oh, the cute doctor.
Yes. Okay. And what's his face that is with Lady Gaga? Why am I spacing on his name?
Taylor Kinney. Taylor Kinney.
Mason. Yeah, Uncle Mason.
Uncle Mason.
Yeah, he's in it too. Yeah.
The hot uncle. Okay, cool.
It's really good, but I find myself, because one of my friends is a firefighter, and I find myself asking him if that stuff is actually real.
Is
like, it? Can this really happen? I don't know. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. But I always ask because I'm like, some of that shit is crazy. Oh, yeah, oh, wait, I also, you have to talk about, there's another show that you're watching that I have to catch up on too, and we're going to talk about it, but I also binge watched, oh my God, what is wrong with my brain? My brain is not working.
That's a great, that sounds like a great show. What was it called?
It's amazing. Oh my God, it's because I'm in love with Aaron Tveit. Graceland. Graceland is the name of the show. I binge watched that. It's on Netflix. And it got
Is it an
canceled.
Elvis one?
Huh? No.
Is it an Elvis show?
Oh. No. They're like all FBI agents and whatever. They're undercover, but they all live together in this house. And it's supposed to be set in California, but they actually filmed it down here in Miami, in Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, cool.
But it's really good. So you should watch that too. Even though it got canceled, but they have 3 seasons on Netflix. And I was kind of like, you know, I didn't know. I was hesitant to watch it because it got canceled. Because you know how sometimes the seasons end with like really big cliffhangers. And I didn't want to get pissed off that it's not coming back to finish things up for me. But it actually ends where you're okay with it. Like, I wish it was coming back because it's a good show, but I wasn't mad at the end. So you can watch it.
Okay. All right. I'll check it out.
So go. What else are you watching?
Mr. Robot.
I started watching that, and it was so good, and it made me change all my fucking passwords. I was like, you know what? I am not putting any of my pets' names, my birthday, none of that shit. I changed all my passwords.
I've never used a pet name or a birthday for my password. I'm not going to tell you what I use, but it's definitely not those things.
I mean, I don't use, like, just that. Like, it's a combination of things. But those things sometimes were definitely included. But I did go and change because I'm like, this guy's a friggin' genius and there are probably people out there like this.
And you should also put tape over your cameras.
Yes.
Your web.
Yeah, that too.
It's very easy to hack into, and they say, yep, even Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook, he puts tape over his laptop.
Interesting. Interesting. So how was the whole season? The first season was good, right?
Honey, I'm still in the first season.
And you haven't finished it.
Yeah, I haven't finished it, but I'm enjoying it so far, and I am, like, falling madly in love with Rami Malek.
Oh my god, I know.
But, like, I already had a huge crush on him when he played the hot, sexy prince from Night at the Museum.
I didn't see that.
You didn't see oh my gosh.
I know.
He's so, like, his face is ridiculous, and I just want to kiss it.
You're crazy.
Oh my goodness. I think he's hot in such a weird way, because he really does have Gollum eyes, like from Lord of the Rings.
Oh my god, yes he does.
He really does, but it works for his face. He's a different kind of aesthetic, kind of like how Benedict Cumberbatch is a different kind of aesthetic.
Okay, I'm with you on this guy, but that Benedict Cumberbatch, no.
Excuse you, Benedict is like otherworldly beautiful.
No.
Just have to accept it.
No. Okay, I'm going to have to finish season one with you, because I know season two just came out, right? It just started?
Yes, it just started, and honestly, you should not only watch that season, but as you're watching it, pay attention to Mr. Robot's Twitter account, because they live tweet the show, and they're so clever. Like, people would retweet it on my timeline, and they're so funny, because they'll just, like, start saying stuff from the show and using GIFs or whatever. And it's, oh my gosh, who was it? There was a celebrity that tweeted the show, and then the Mr. Robot replied and photoshopped them in to the show. So it was like his face was on the monitor that Elliot was looking at.
Oh my god, you actually, was it the one that you posted recently? That he's on, like, a train or something, and it's creepy because he's, like, staring in. I don't know. You posted something recently that you're, like, he's watching you. And I'm, like, whoa, that shit was creepy.
Oh, yeah, because he was, like, looking at something. I don't know, but yes. Oh, Rami Malek just has these piercing, huge blue eyes. And they frighten you, but they also draw you in. and you just gotta accept it. Just yeah. accept it, given, and accept it.
Oh God.
What I'm doing for TV. That's me for TV.
Oh my God. You see? You've seen way more movies than I have lately, and I'm like stuck on all these damn shows.
Well, get with the program, lady.
I know, I do need to get with it. But no, I'll talk about that when we talk about movies.
Yes, we have a lot to talk about.
You know what? There's also on Netflix, I saw a banner for a show called Stranger Things.
Yes, I'm about to check that out. I heard so many good things about it.
Yeah, so did I. And I didn't know, like, I didn't even look before at who's in it, but I saw Winona Ryder's in it.
Yes, and then they said if you love the 80s, you will love this show.
That's awesome.
So.
Yeah, so we're going to have to check that out, I guess.
Yes, we'll let you know after we see what our verdict is.
Yes. Oh, wait, there's another show that I saw the pilot episode, and I don't know if you saw it, but I'm not really a fan of it. It's what? Braindead
on CBS. Oh, yeah. I just tried to watch that, too. It was so boring to me.
I watched it because, like I said, I'm a fan of Aaron Tveit because I think he's so talented. But I watched it, and I was like, oh, I couldn't really get into it. And it's like, I wasn't sure if I was watching, like, a drama or a comedy. So I was confused. And then I'm like, it's gross because there's bugs going in people's ears and then their brains are falling out. So I'm like, I don't know how I feel about it, but I only saw one episode. So I was like, let me see if Keisha watches it.
It's like a weird, I guess it's trying to be like a weird dark comedy kind of in the John Waters sort of. Like, don't you get that John Waters vibe from it?
I don't know.
It's like, I guess it's trying to be funny and subversive, but I can't really judge from that one episode, but I didn't like it.
Yeah, it's so like,
if anyone else likes it, send us your defense.
Yes, let us know what you think. And also, if there are any shows that our listeners want us to recap, send us some suggestions and we might just do it. I think I'm going to start doing some of these shows because I watch them and, like, I might as well.
Yeah.
So, we shall see. But if there's anything else that you think we should watch, let us know. We are on... I am so not prepared to give our social media. Oh my God. Okay,
I will start because I actually changed my social media names. Okay, some of them. I am on Twitter and Instagram at Keisha Mays. And my website is KeishaHatchett.com. So simple.
There you go. Mine is all over the place. I'm on AccordingToKristen.com, on Twitter and Tumblr at Kristen0409. And we have the Chatterbox on Instagram. It's Chatterboxes on Air. And we will post some movie news, TV news, music news, everything, because we're awesome like that. So go follow us on Instagram.
Instagram!
Yes! So we shall talk to you all soon. Bye.
Bye.